From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news and information. And because you're listening to today's Christmas show, you're on our nice list. I'm Allison Stewart.
Hello, and I'm Rachel Martin. It is December 25th, 2007. It is Christmas Day. Last night was Christmas Eve. I spent mine in an Irish bar eating hamburgers and french fries.
You did?
I did. It was
that
totally
sounds
fun.
Like fun.
It was really fun. Yeah. It wasn't very spectacular, but, you know, the burger was good.
Well, I spent mine. My husband and I have a tradition. We don't give Christmas gifts to each other. We always go to a really nice dinner the night before and then write each other sort of a Christmas love card. Because, you know, it's very sweet.
Cute.
So we went out to dinner last night, and I'm sitting at the bar with my husband, and I look over, and this sort of gray-haired, tousled man with his big glasses comes in and starts pushing him up, and I'm like, that's Garrison Keillor.
No way!
I had an ultimate
NPR moment.
NPR moment on Christmas Eve. So I spent my Christmas Eve two tables over from Garrison
Keillor.
Did you tell
him? You're like, I'm one of you.
No,
I'm one
I
of
didn't.
You now.
I did. Well, he was hugging I guess it's his daughter. He's a youngish daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was very excited to see him. So I was, you know, family time. But I did do the little kind of like peek. And then I realized, wait, it's Christmas Eve. Let's concentrate on this good dinner and my nice husband. Hey, coming up on today's show, NPR's Robert Krulwich talks with the founder of Wired magazine, Kevin Kelly. Now, he has figured out the world is slowly getting nicer. He'll explain why.
We also have another installment of how the presidential candidates are perceived in their hometowns. Today, we travel to the lovely climes of San Diego to talk about Republican Duncan Hunter.
And BPP friend and editorialist and blogger Jill Soviel will join us to talk, sing a couple of carols. We'll have the news in just a minute. Rachel's doing double duty today. Thank you, Rachel. But first, we will start up with the Bryant Park Project's big story for this Christmas Day, 2007.
Jazz piano legend Oscar Peterson is dead at age 82. During a career that spans seven decades, Peterson became known for fusing a rhythmic swing with spitfire improvisations. He played with jazz greats, including Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Charlie Parker, and Dizzy Gillespie. Duke Ellington called him the Maharaja of the piano.
Now, news of his death became public on Christmas Eve, but Peterson actually died of kidney failure Sunday at his home in Toronto. His wife and daughter were with him at the time. Born in Canada, he was a musical prodigy and starred in his own radio show as a teen.
Oh, and now hang on to your seats, folks. Here's Oscar Peterson with his version of Chinatown.
His father was a railroad porter and a self-taught pianist who would give his children musical homework assignments to be completed when he returned from a train trip. When Oscar Peterson spoke to NPR in 2003, he said he was more interested in playing baseball, but his natural talent allowed him to pass many of his father's tests.
I had a little routine I used to run through. I found out my elder sister, Daisy, used to diligently practice the last day to get it all in line before he came, and I had a pretty good ear then. So I would go out and play baseball all week, and she'd say, well, you know, when Pop comes back, you're going to really be in trouble. I'd say, yeah, I know. And the last day or so, I'd sit on the stoop in the backyard. I'd listen to her and then play it for him the next day.
Did that work?
Worked for a while.
Peterson got a big break in 1942 playing and touring with the Johnny Holmes Orchestra. Now, he was the only black member and recalled that he often could not be served in the same hotels and restaurants as the white musicians. He said they would bring him food on the band bus.
In 1949, American jazz impresario Norman Granz was so impressed after he heard Peterson in a club in Montreal, he invited the pianist to play at Carnegie Hall. That performance launched Peterson's international career. In his lifetime, Peterson was awarded all of Canada's highest honors, including the Order of Canada, as well as seven Grammys and a Grammy for Lifetime Achievement in 1997.
Let's listen to a little more Oscar Peterson. Here he is performing Autumn Leaves.
Those sweet sounds sound especially good today. If you want to hear more Oscar Peterson music, as well as that entire 2003 NPR interview, go to NPR's music site, npr.org/music.
Oscar Peterson, dead at age 82. And that is the BPP's big story. Now, Rachel has even more news.